USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. surpassed 350,000 deaths from COVID-19 early this morning, the highest death toll in the world from the virus by far. New York has recorded over 1 million COVID-19 cases, the fourth state to do so behind California, Texas, and Florida. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city plans to vaccinate 1 million residents by the end of the month. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week says the U.S. is behind its goals on getting the population vaccinated.
There's now about 4 million. We wanted to get to 20 million. But some little glimmer of hope is that in the last 72 hours, they've gotten 1.5 million doses into people's arms, which is an average of about 500,000 a day, which is much better.
At least 123,000 people nationwide are hospitalized with the virus. USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow hair feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021 from Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Terrific news in California, where a crash outside of Fresno killed two drivers and seven juveniles.
California Highway Patrol officers say a crash on Highway 33 southwest of Fresno collided head-on, killing nine people. One of them was 28-year-old Daniel Luna, who officers say was driving the Dodge and caused the crash after overcorrecting on the shoulder.
The Dodge veered onto the west dirt shoulder of State Route 33. The driver of the Dodge failed to maintain control of the vehicle and traveled back across the southbound lane, resulting in a head-on collision.
CHP Captain Kevin Clays goes on to say eight occupants in Saturday's crash, seven of the passengers appeared to be juveniles inside the Ford, all of which sustained fatal injuries. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A roof collapsed on a funeral in northern India under heavy rain, killing at least 18 mourners who had gathered under the shelter at a crematorium when it collapsed, trapping them under the rubble. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two coronavirus vaccines have been granted emergency use authorization in India, one developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University, the other developed locally. These are the first vaccines approved in the world's second most populous country to the United States, which also has the second highest number of infections. Iran has threatened President Trump in his final days in office. USA Radio's Dan Araki reports.
An Iranian official issued a threat to President Trump ahead of the one-year anniversary of a drone strike that killed the top Iranian general. Iran's top judicial official said Friday that the president and anyone involved with the strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani would not be safe on Earth. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dave Deptula says the president should take that threat seriously, but in context. He tells Fox News that Iran is still going to act in its own best interests.
Iran's still the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and therefore, it's absolutely imperative that they not be allowed to create nuclear weapons. Bottom line is, yes, the president should take it seriously, but also it needs to be, that threat needs to be put in context, remembering that Iran is going to act in Iran's best interests. We and the president simply needs to be prepared, as he's already stated, to be able to respond to any sort of aggression that Iran commits against either the United States or its partners in the region.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.